Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Hi, my name is J.B. Smooth.
And my name is Miles Groves.
And I feel optimistic about being Conan O'Brien's friend.
And I feel awkward about being Conan O'Brien's friend.
Fall is here, hear the yell, back to school, ring the bell, brand new shoes, walking blues, climb the fence, books and pens, I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
Hello and welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, having a lovely time on this show, joined as always by my trusty assistant, Sonam Mufsesyan.
Hi.
Producer extraordinaire, Matt Gourley.
Hi.
And I don't know about you guys, but I'm finding that as the podcast rolls along, and there's, I get the sense that a lot of people are listening to it. I mean, I know that for a fact, but more and more people come up to me and they say things, and I'm finding that I'm often in a state of confusion because I don't know what they're talking about. Because I just go into a fugue state when we're doing this show. I don't have any plan. I don't have any. We just talk about whatever.
Yeah.
And so what happens is people will come up to me. The other day, someone came up to me and said, I was laughing so hard at Invisible Man. And I said, what? And they're like, come on, Invisible Man. Oh, man, that bit. And I said, what bit? What's Invisible Man? And I made the person stop on the street and explain it to me. And then it came back to me, which is the time Sona and I were sitting at an outdoor cafe and we were near Cedar Sinai. Yep. And I saw two EMTs sort of walking kind of purposely with an empty, sort of looked like they were pushing. It was an empty gurney. Stretcher that they were carrying, and they were sort of walking with great purpose and intensity, but it was empty. And I said, oh, Sona, look, the Invisible Man had a heart attack.
Mm-hmm. You're still so proud of yourself. I could tell.
I am. Yeah. I think it's a really funny.
And now someone's going to come up to you and go, I love the time you reminisced about the Invisible Man.
Yes, I know. And I won't know what they're talking about. But I'm not, look, I know it looks like I'm flexing. Yes, I'm up on the lingo. I've got teenage kids. I was not flexing there. And yes, was it a very funny joke that I did with Sona? Was it an insight into such a creative mind that's working all the time? Probably yes. But that's not the reason I bring it up. I bring it up because I didn't know what they were talking about. And we're doing so many podcasts that I realized that I've had a bunch of times I have people stop me and they say, ha ha, cinnamon captain's hat. And I'll go, what? And they'll say, come on, cinnamon captain's hat. And I'll say, I'm sorry, I don't. And they're a little annoyed. They're like, come on. Matt said, you know, toot, toot. And you went, what are you, a captain? And then Sona said, blah, blah, blah. And then you said cinnamon captain's hat. And I don't know what's happening. So I'm in this, I have the feeling of someone who's had a major cerebral event and I've lost a chunk of my life. And I'm constantly, people around me are saying, but no, your name is Joe Miller. Don't you understand? And I don't know what they're talking about. And I don't know where I live. But it's just because I'm constantly babbling foolishness.
Yeah. Why don't you just pretend somehow, that you know?
Just say, oh, yeah, cinnamon captain's
yeah,
hat.
Yeah, just be like, oh, yeah, you know it. If you say, like, oh, yeah, you know it, then, like, what are they going to say to that?
Oh, I'll say it just like that. Oh, yeah, you know it.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah, you know it. No. And also, what if there's someone that's having a major cerebral event? They're having a major, like, brain bleed, and they are just starting to stagger down the street, and they see me, and they grab me by the shirt, and they go, cinnamon captain hat! And what I'm supposed to do is grab a nearby empty stretcher, see what I'm doing, and get them to Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles. But instead, I just go, oh, yeah, you know it! And push them aside and get on the empty stretcher myself and go, woo, and go riding down the street on it. Making noises like Curly on the Three Stooges.
Why?
And TMZ has the whole thing. Guy has stroke. Asks Conan for help, but can only manage to say cinnamon captain hat. Conan pushes him aside, grabs an empty stretcher on wheels outside Cedar Sinai, and then like Curly on the Three Stooges goes, whoop, 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 and rockets down the street, and it's all on foot. I'm done. I'm done in this town.
The bigger concern is how you've extrapolated out this scene from happening from beginning to end. What started at A and came at Z?
Yeah.
That's where I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Well, I'm concerned that you said extrapolated.
I am
not
too.
Extrapolated.
I am too, but
that's what concerns me.
No, I knew Matt. It. I knew it. Matt. Every time. And you
I'm sorry.
Words, you retake them.
If you're going to come after me, if you're going to come after me, make sure that you have your house in order. don't draw on the fastest gun in the West with a crappy three shooter that hasn't been oiled in 6 years.
No.
When you whip it out of the holster, the handle comes off and bubble gum comes out the barrel.
For the record, the fastest shooter in the West does retakes when he flubbed
lines. Never done
a
retake. You know what? They call me Never Done a Retake Conan. Actually, it should be Never Done a Retake O'Brien. They never put the first name afterwards. I'm Conan Never Done a Retake O'Brien. I don't do retakes. I wouldn't do one if you begged me. Mm. And you have no evidence. No evidence.
I have all the recorded audio.
Of course you do. I was just baiting. Why would I taunt the guy who edits the show who has thousands of hours of me flubbing and flabbing?
Oh, I could put you in so many jails.
Yeah.
Oh, you really could. I mean, I can just extrapolating from what you just said, you really have me over a barrel. Listen, you drew on Johnny Ringo, and they're carrying your corpse to Boot Hill.
This feels like the old days. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean, the old days?
The quaint old days where you used to really hammer me.
Yeah. Have I been too soft on you lately?
No.
And Matt, what are you doing,
I want to catch that old days.
No.
Sona, write this down.
Okay.
Go after Matt Gourley. Recapture old magic.
You can't see.
You know? Sona's writing in the sky.
With a look on her face like, what a jag.
Well, that's you extrapolating.
Okay.
I wrote it down,
listen,
boss.
Let's move on.
Welcome.
We have to talk about something very important today. We've been doing this podcast for 2.5 years. We've done many, many, many terrific interviews, and I don't believe we've repeated anybody. We always like to have brand new people on.
Just Michelle Obama.
Well, okay, that's right, Michelle Obama. But that's Michelle Obama. That does not count as a repeat. Michelle Obama could be on 50 times, and I would never say, here's Michelle Obama again. Each time I'd be like, oh my God, it's Michelle Obama. You know what I mean? If she came by every day to my house, you know, just to say hello and check the thermostat, I would get that excited.
The thermostat.
Well, I know she's just a rumor I've heard that she's very fussy about, you know, what temperature people keep their houses. Little inside dirt on Michelle Obama. Wonderful, wonderful. One of the greatest first ladies of all time, but obsessed with what people's thermostat is set at and always fidgeting with it, which I think is a terrible violation. Anyway, Michelle Obama aside, this is, I think, the only other person who's come back as a repeat. And this was not even planned. This is the power of this person, okay? What we were supposed to do is have this gentleman, and I'll reveal his name now, and it's probably already known to you because they're announced along with the podcast. J.B. Smoove. J.B. Smoove was just supposed to be a tiny segment on this show, and he was going to be sort of announcing and talking about his podcast called May I Elaborate? Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. And we're very proud of the fact that it's a podcast on the Team Coco Network. And this is just JB's 10 to 15 minute podcast that comes out every day. And it's an affirmation for your most enlightened self. And he's got a very funny sidekick, Miles Groves. And we were just going to have JB on today to kind of announce that his podcast is dropping today. And then what happened is JB, being JB, took over and there was no stopping him. And the next thing we knew, we had the whole show. And so we didn't have time for our planned guest, President Barack Obama. And man, is he pissed. He was all set to go and he was waiting. We made him wait like 40 minutes on a Zoom, you know, to do it. And several times you could see him looking exasperated. They're like, Conan, we'll get to you soon. And then I didn't have the guts to do it. So I told Sona, you've got to tell former President Barack Obama that we had to bump him for JB Smoove. And Sona, you handled it like a champ.
I hated it. It was awful. Telling him. Yeah. Yeah.
It was weird seeing Michelle Obama in the background messing with the thermostat.
Yes. Did you notice that? Yeah. She's behind him in the background tweaking the thermostat over and over again. It's the only negative thing I've ever said about former First Lady Michelle Obama, but obsessed. Obsessed with adjusting thermostats constantly. It's obsessive compulsive disorder. Mm. She needs to look into that. Anyway, JB Smoove here to talk about his podcast, May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom. I'm very excited. So let's get right to that interview with JB. All right, I am very excited, and that never happens. I never get this excited, but I really am truly delighted and excited because I'm announcing a brand new podcast here on the Team Coco Network called May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from JB Smoove. Now, I don't know much. I will tell you this, JB Smoove, for my money, one of the funniest people on this spinning blue globe we call Earth. He is delightfully eccentric and hilarious. I never know what he's going to say. And so the concept of him having a daily show offering inspiration, affirmations, and hallucinations. I'm going to say that again.
Huh.
The idea of him having a daily show offering inspiration, affirmations, and hallucinations. I just, what more could you ask for? But I want to understand this completely. So I'm asking JB Smoove and his good friend Miles if they could maybe tell me a little bit more about this podcast, May I Elaborate? Gentlemen, JB, Miles, how are you?
What's going on, Conan?
Hi.
Right now I'm trying to absorb your fucking energy. Because you know what? I gotta find out if you, Conan, are gonna let me in. You know what I mean? Like I'm gonna knock several times during this interview, I'm gonna knock. And all you gotta do is answer the door. Answer the fucking door. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I'm gonna tell you right now, Conan, don't let it be one of those half doors. You ever see those old TV shows? They got the fucking half door, the top part opens and the bottom part be still.
Yes.
Still
there? Yes. That's a Dutch door. Yeah. I think.
Can't stand that fucking door.
Okay. I'm guessing you don't want me to open the door a crack and have there be a chain on it and I'm peeking at you through that, right? You don't want that.
That shit annoys the shit out of me. I'll tell you one thing about that Dutch door. One time someone opened the top part and I didn't know the bottom part was still closed and I flipped over that motherfucker.
Okay, now listen. First of all, JP, you are swearing a lot more than most self-help gurus. I'm going to tell you that right now. I have worked with the greatest gurus of all time, the greatest mystics and minds, and they're not throwing around. You talk to Eckhart Tolle. He's not throwing around a motherfucker. And this is going to be a great fucking affirmation, and I'm going to fucking help you. There's none of that.
In order to reach certain people, you have to be profound, right? And pro is also a part of profanity. So the two pros, profound and profanity. See that?
Yes,
you have to write, you have to combine the two.
Yes.
You know, in my neck of the woods, I call it profanity.
A profanity. I see you're using, this isn't profanity, this is profanity.
Profanity, see? It's the ability to do, everybody can't do it.
Throughout our conversation, you are going to knock a few times. And you know what? I am going to let you in, JB, because I've known you a long time. As I said, you are hilarious, but you're also very wise. You're a very wise man.
You know who I am? I'm that owl, the one that looks at that Charms blow pop. I'm that dude.
Wait.
Remember the owl?
Wait, the owl.
That's a very old
reference. Matt, do you know this reference?
Yeah, the licks to the center of the Tootsie Pop.
How many licks to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? And there was a cartoon owl that was licking.
I'm not going to let you segregate the elderly part of this audience that we have who love those Charms blow pops.
Okay. You're saying young people understand this too.
Of course they do. Everybody loves candy. Everybody loves Blow Pops. They love them.
Okay. Sona, is this true? Do you know what the commercial that JB is talking about? You're a younger person.
I do, actually.
Okay,
I know
then
exactly
I was.
What he's
you know
about.
What? I was wrong. I was wrong to segregate. That's a terrible thing I did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're going down the right path, and that's just what you are doing right now. You're rushing through this. See, the same way that Al, he said a one, a two, a three, and he bit it. Crunch, and he bit it. That's right now, Conan, you ain't nothing but a damn owl on a fucking branch. That's what you are right now.
Yeah, you know what?
You're not patient. You're rushing. You just bit that blow pop instead of really actually counting how many licks it really takes to get to the center of a Charles blow pop.
JB,
you don't have the patience.
JB, you're right. You are not the first person to look at me and say, you're just the owl from the animated blow pop commercial. You're not the first person to call me that. No, I hear that all the time because I rush. Even now, look at me. Look at my energy is all wrong. I've got to calm down.
Got to slow down. Slow down. And this is what I'm talking about. Let me in. When I knock or ring your bell or climb through your window, you understand? You let me in. You understand?
Don't come in through the window.
sometimes, hey, I'm just saying, some people got to come through the window because some people don't listen. They don't hear the bell. If you don't hear the bell and you don't hear me knocking, I got to do what I got to do. I got to reach you. And the only way to reach you sometimes is I got to come down the chimney or I got to climb through the window or your fire escape if you live in New York City in a walk-up. I don't know where you live at.
And basically, I just wait outside in the car and, I see if Miles, someone has called the police.
I see. So, yeah. Miles, you're partnered with JB on this project, and I understand you're a very creative man yourself, and your job is to As he enters the psychic window or chimney, you wait in the, I'm guessing, late 70s Camaro outside on the street?
Yeah, yeah. Breathing in the fumes, the leaky catalytic converter, just waiting for him to come.
Okay. Okay, so...
I was doing what I do in the show. I'm quiet, and then at a certain point, I look at my watch, and I go, that's all we have time for, is basically... my job.
Yes. But you know what? You make over $600,000 a year. Just saying.
Well, I went
to
school for it. So.
Yeah, exactly. You went to We'll Take a Break, We'll Be Right Back school.
Yes. Yeah.
Very few people get to graduate from that school. It's a very hard school to go to. So gentlemen, I admire what you're doing because you, Miles, for putting up with JB, and JB, you for offering this unique power that you have to mesmerize people, slow them down. And you're doing it to me right now. I'm speaking.
Oh, yeah, you better
more
slow down.
Slowly.
Yeah, see, you're more
and
calm.
I'm ready to accept
what I'm going to give you. Let me look. Matter of fact, just don't even worry about the door. Leave the window wide open. Just leave it open. Leave the window open. Okay? Just leave
it's
it open.
Cold out.
I know it's chilly. I know it's chilly. See, now you're thinking about the cold. And I'm thinking about accepting what I'm giving you.
Okay. So don't worry about it. Metaphorically, leave the window open.
Hey, look, just leave the window open. Okay? And if you were really doing me a favor, just like those old TV shows, you would have a nice pie sitting on that windowsill to cool off. You understand?
You want a cooling pie on the window.
That's what they do. That's what they do back in the days. They bake a pie, a plum pie, peach pie. And they put it on the windowsill.
You don't have to specify which kind of pie.
Off. No, because I'm saying it because I got to activate your senses, every sense you have. One, your sight, your sense of smell.
Okay, this
is
good.
In cartoons, you know, when they put a pie on that windowsill, that smell of the pie floats through the room.
Yes.
Have you seen that in cartoons? It floats, it travels through the rooms and it goes under your nostrils and you levitate and you float your ass to the pie. You know, I seen Elmer Fudd do that one time.
Okay, levitate. That's what I'm doing right now.
Float it to the pot.
Here's what you've done. I've left the window of my psyche open.
There you go.
JB Smoove. And as he requested, I left the window open, regardless of the temperature outside. And I left a cooling peach pie. Mm-hmm. It's peach and it's got a little rhubarb in there too.
Oh, I love rhubarb. That's not a lot. That's a little bit.
Just a little bit. Not too much. Yep. It's I want to say 80% peach.
The details. See, that's what it is. The details get me.
Yeah.
Keep going.
A little bit of cinnamon in there too. A little bit of cinnamon there with the sugar. Mm-hmm. And it's cooling. It's hot. It's just out of the oven. It's hot. And what's happening is you are floating.
No. That scent. No. You're floating. I'm not floating. I'm you're floating.
Are you the pie?
You gotta no. You who's gotta levitate.
What's happening?
Who's the pie?
I haven't.
Am I the pie?
I haven't seen the pie yet. I haven't seen.
Oh, I see. The pie is just there, getting me. You gotta help me out. This man is so wise that I don't always understand.
The pie is the knowledge that's going to be dropped, and
he don't get it.
Okay, no, I want to get it. I want to get it. I'm tired of being so uptight and so trapped in my own mind and my own. I don't know.
It's okay.
So, okay. I've put out the pie. The pie is the knowledge. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to accept the knowledge. The scent of the pie has gone underneath my nostril, and now I'm floating like a cartoon animal floats along a scent towards the pie.
Mm.
And I'm undulating through the air. I smell that delicious peach, that cinnamon, rhubarb.
Now your senses are wide open right now.
Yes.
They're wide open right now. Now you're willing to accept what Miles and I, what we truly do to channel and to break through all your barriers. You have barriers up right now. And so, it's up to Miles and I to start chipping away at that bullshit. See? If I may be blunt.
It's also my job to tell people, legally, do not leave your windows open. Like, I just follow behind and clarify what's metaphoric.
It's a metaphoric window. We do not, Miles is here to tell you, and this is very smart, Miles, and very smart of you, JB, to have Miles here. JB cannot be concerned with small concerns like public safety and you know, crime and theft. He can't worry about that. He's living on a higher astral plane. Miles is here to say it's a psychic window, and the pie is knowledge. Please don't leave your real window open with a real cooling pie, because that's how most murders.
Don't put your pies outside anyway. It's just going to attract wildlife, and it's just not a good decision at all. But.
Nothing brings a family together like a large two-topping pizza. It's the perfect way to celebrate any occasion. This happens all the time at my house.
Yeah.
I say, kids, let's get together. Your father wants to tell you stories of his childhood. Nobody comes running, all right? But guess what? When I get one of those two large two-topping pizzas at Domino's, suddenly everybody wants to hear from Daddy. At Domino's, you can carry out large two-topping pizzas for just $6.99 for this week only. No limit on number of pizzas. You know, what toppings do you like? I like pepperoni.
I like pepperoni. I like olive. I like bell pepper. I like mushrooms. I know you don't like mushrooms. I like mushrooms.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have to out me as a no mushroom guy, but okay. Domino's pizza. That's the way to get the whole family together. And this is a great deal. Visit Domino's.com or use the app to order your large two-topping pizzas for $6.99 each. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 4/22 through 4/28. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. If you're being honest, no one really knows what you do for work, especially if you're in B2B. That's a business doing business with other businesses.
Oh, I didn't know you knew what that was.
I know exactly what that is. B2B, I use that all the time. Businesses doing businesses with other businesses. Fortunately, LinkedIn has a network of professionals who get what you do, and you can reach the right people who matter most to your company. LinkedIn has over 1 billion members on its platform, including 70 million decision makers.
That's good.
Since LinkedIn members are regularly updating their work history, you can precisely build a target audience by job title, industry, company, and more. Start reaching the right people for your, get ready, B2B business with LinkedIn ads. Gets even better because LinkedIn will give you a $100 credit on your next campaign.
That's crazy.
Yeah, just go to linkedin.com/teamcoco to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/teamcoco. Terms and conditions apply. I get to say this again. Listen, LinkedIn, the place to be, right?
That's cool.
Business to business.
That's really cool.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Okay, so here's what we do, you know, what we do as Miles and I, what we do on this amazing podcast show we have, May I elaborate? We sometimes we don't use a book full of things, full of a calendar. We use a calendar most of the time. No, I will say 99.5% of the time, we pull knowledge from amazing books, calendars, and in these calendars, it's a full year of affirmations. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes that 1.5%, we conjure it up. You feel me? Conjure it up.
But so what the podcast is every day, just like those calendars.
Every day,
you
daily.
See at the, yeah, daily, that you see at the checkout line, mm-hmm. those calendars that every day of the year, they have a different aphorism, a different saying, a different piece of wisdom.
Yes.
You take one of those
yes.
and you use that as the jumping off point, and then you give it the J.B. Smoove treatment. Is that right?
Sometimes these philosophers, they try to trick you. They play mind games with you sometimes. They play on words, and people out there in the world, sometimes they don't understand what the hell this quote actually means, the true definition of it. And it takes Miles and myself to dive in and swim around, and we swim around in it, right? And we get all wet, you know, and then we climb out and we towel ourselves off. And that is how people, we must submerge them in the true definition of it. You understand? We all get wet. The people who listen to the show get wet. Miles and I get soaking wet. You know what I'm saying?
I stay in the boat.
Yeah. Sometimes Miles stays in the boat.
He'll dangle a foot in there, I guess.
Sometimes he'll roll his pants legs up like Huck Finn. He'll roll his pants legs up to his knee and let his feet just dangle in the water a little bit. But I go in. I go in that water. You know what I'm saying? I go in that water.
And, you know, this would help a person mm-hmm. like me, because I'm going to guess, Matt and Sona, that you would probably say I'm very well defended. I've got a lot of walls up.
Mm-hmm. I'm barriers.
Barriers. I probably lash out rather than receive.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Definitely. Yes.
Definitely. Help us.
Oh, man.
Wound up very tightly.
Tightly wound up. A very uptight.
See?
Yes.
See? And that's perfect, Miles. That's a perfect pathway.
JB picked a quote especially for you mm-hmm. That he thought could help you. And I think you walked right into it, sadly.
Walked right into it blindly.
Sadly. Well, if it's going to change my life for the better, then it's a good thing, Miles. It's not necessarily me, you know, getting off of a 1950s airplane and taking a left instead of a right and walking into a propeller. And my bloody fedora and baggage goes flying in the air. It's not
fedora.
That. I was wearing a gray fedora because it was the 50s and I was getting off a business flight.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I want to hear this aphorism that could help me. And then I want you to work your magic with the help of Miles.
Oh, yeah. Let's do this, Miles. Let's give it to him, Miles.
Okay. Do you want me to read it?
Sure. You read it, Miles. You read it. Give it to me. Give it to me, Miles.
Okay. Well, today's quote comes from a calendar that's all about self-love. Mm-hmm. The quotes are attributed to Tanya Carol Richardson, wherever she is. January 6th, he chose January 6th for you. I don't know if that's an important date for you, but
Is not in the least an important date for me.
That's what JB thought. My packaging is amazingly unique. I don't look exactly like anyone else, and I'm learning to love that. My packaging is amazingly unique. Mm. I don't look exactly like anyone else, and I'm learning to love that. So, JB, why did you pick that?
Oh, I picked that one because this. You know, I feel like I have clarity now. Having Conan come on the show, I have true clarity. His temperament. See, people don't understand about temperament. People out there, temperament is what you are giving off. You have a level of temperament that you are able to accept and give off. And this man, Conan O'Brien, was giving off and fighting what we were giving him. Fighting it. You understand?
He was
fighting it. His temperament was wrong. Wrong-ass temperament. You can't be walking around all day with temperament like that. Your temperament levels are way off. Way off. You understand? Wow. It's way off. You know? Yeah. So here's how we're going to reel this in. I'm going to break down you. I'm going to break down who you are. I'm going to break down this amazing quote, this affirmation. My packaging. I want you to repeat after me, Conan, as I go through this damn quote.
Okay, you're getting very hostile. Just
sometimes I got to see Miles will tell you. Sometimes I'm very soft spoken. If it lends itself to giving, sometimes it lends itself to giving and taking at the same damn time. And today, okay. I'm gonna give and I'm gonna take from you. I'm gonna take from you. My packaging is amazing. You say that.
My packaging is amazing.
And unique. I don't look exactly like anyone else.
Like, I sort of look like Jane Lynch.
You know what? You do like Jane Lynch. And with that flip.
And I get that a lot.
You know what?
A lot of people say they love me.
And you're also carrying some of that, the talented Glee. Mr. Ripley vibe today.
Yeah, got the Ripley. Yeah,
love that movie. Hey, Mr. Ripley. I love that movie. I love that fucking movie.
I'm like if Matt Damon and Jane Lynch had a teenage daughter.
Love that movie.
Who then was aged badly, that would be me.
It's okay though. It's okay. We're still going down the right path, okay?
Yeah, I don't look like anyone else. We'll skip those people.
But you got to say it right. Don't say it flat. You say it right.
I don't look like anyone else.
And this last part is very important. And I'm learning to love that. See that? If I don't see your fucking teeth, you're not saying it right. And I'm
the way Deepak Chopra talks to me, by the way.
And I'm loving it. I'm learning to love that.
See? And I'm learning to love it.
That's it. See? That's it. That's fucking it, man.
Learning to love it.
That just shows. See, what we're trying to get across with this quote is, your packaging is unique. And you, I'm going to tell you something. You damn sure don't look like nobody else.
That is true.
You. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No one ever says, hey, you look sort of like that. No, everyone, when they see me, however they feel about it, they know it's me.
They know it's you. There is no other. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. It's called packaging. Your packaging goes such a long way. Yeah. See, I'm going to run through your process. You drag your sorry ass up in here, right? Into your show, right? Then hair and makeup, they fix your fucking packaging. You understand?
They do a lot of work. I get a lot of work done.
Your packaging is not in the best of shape, but you need those people. You need those people. Those people were hired to do a job. And
this is just insulting. Now you're just saying, yes, I do need hair and makeup. That's true.
As unique as your packaging is, you need those people. You wouldn't do this shit without them. Would you do it without them? No.
I would not.
Fuck no, you wouldn't do it without them. Because as unique as your packaging is, these people must stage you. They stage you. They stage your ass. Have you ever been to a home and that home is for sale? And what do they do? They stage that shit.
And you know what else they do sometimes? Sometimes, if they really want you to buy it, what do? They cook a pie. Before you come, so you smell a fresh cooked pie when you come in, or bread. That is exactly what they do.
If you do not stage at home, the people who are trying to buy that home will never know if this home is livable. They don't know. What throws people off sometimes? I do this sometimes. I go to home, I go to open houses. You know what I do? I bring some sage and walk around that motherfucker with the smoky sage. You know what I mean?
You do that? You can't go to open houses.
I can do the fuck I want to do. Hey, if I want to buy that house, I can do the fuck I want to do. I walk around that smoky ass sage and I walk around the whole house, all in the house.
Oh my God.
And give it all the evil spirits in that motherfucker. See? It throws people off. They get thrown off. But you know what though? I'm creating calm.
Okay. The only thing I'm going to say, JB, and I love this. JB and Miles, I think what you're doing is such a terrific service for people. You are giving back in a way that I never could. And even if I could, I just wouldn't. I just, I'm like the Grinch, I just hang on to things.
You are the Grinch.
I like to sit up. Yeah. I like to, I'm up on top of my mountain looking down at Whoville and just laughing at other people. But then I realize I'm really, except I don't even have a dog like the Grinch. I don't have that. But I have to give it up for you because what you've done is you've given me this. What I think the real sentiment was, I have unique packaging and I should just love myself for who I am. And then JB, you beautifully managed to twist that into, I need a lot of fucking makeup and hair to look presentable to fix my sorry ass. That's what you did.
Well, here's, see, there's a
that's exactly there is what
a
you true, did.
No, no, there's a path to getting you clarity of what you are giving to the world and what the world is giving to you. You just blessed those amazing people who have a job to do, a job to make you look great. They got a job to make you look great. Okay? They want you to look fabulous. You understand?
Yes. Okay.
Listen, look. There is only one you, man. When you go into a parking lot and it's full of cars, all those cars aren't yours. There's only one car there that's yours. And your car is unique. Your car is your car. Your car has old McDonald's cups in the back seat and shit with stores, empty ass shit like that. A few French fries between the fucking seat and you know, in the middle and shit. Everybody got French fries between there. You know, you got a key scratch on that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you, Conan, on the side of it. You know?
Wait a minute. So someone watched me come out of my car, waited till I was gone, and then scratched in fuck you, Conan, on the side of my car?
Conan, not only is it on your car, sometimes that shit is on you, but it's invisible. You don't see it, but the shit is there. Fuck you, Conan, is on your back. I'm telling you. And you feel like that sometimes. Someone took an imaginary fucking key and scratched fuck you, Conan, on your back. And you know it's, you know sometimes you feel it on your back. Yeah. There's a mark on your back sometimes. Everyone out there feels that shit. Sometimes you feel that fuck you on your back. Or sometimes it says wash me or whatever. Sometimes it's... But you know, you are a mode of travel. That's what I'm trying to say. All I'm saying is this: you are a mode of travel, and the same, you know, you are unique in your own way. It's like getting your bag from baggage claim, right? When you're at the airport, only one of those bags is yours.
Well, right? No, I travel with more. I have a lot of luggage.
Yeah, no, I'm saying that you know your bag. You know your luggage.
Three or four. usually a big steamer trunk of wigs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. See, in your bag, in your luggage is a key word too. Your luggage
I'm
is
carrying
shit.
Yes.
See, you're
carrying
luggage.
I'm carrying luggage.
That's
and
why
baggage.
I try to reach people. That's why I reach people. Baggage. Your baggage is your luggage. You are carrying the fuck around everywhere. See. Yeah.
So I'm a guy carrying around a lot of emotional baggage, who's got "fuck you, Conan" carved into his back. Mm-hmm.
It's not visible. It's not visible, but the shit is there.
Well, it's still there. Someone still scratched it into my back, and I'm quite aware of it, and it hurts. And actually, a dermatologist can see it with a blue light, and finds it very disturbing.
Conan, all I'm saying is this: you are very unique. You are like a part sloth, part giraffe. You know, you have the arms, the gangly arms of a fucking sloth, and the long legs of a giraffe. You understand?
Well, I have to say, I feel terrific.
You're like Jeffrey, that giraffe on Toys R Us. Remember that guy? Yeah. The Toys R Us.
The owl. I'm a giraffe. I'm a sloth.
But and that's all we have time for.
We
can go deeper
money.
Than this. I'm telling you something. This water is way deeper than you think it is. What we're talking right now, this water is to our ankles right now. But if we go any further, there's an undertow. There's a fucking undertow to this whole conversation. And I just scratched the surface.
You just scratched the surface. I'm going to have many more segments and sessions.
You need more of this. People need more of this. People need to be this shit to be broken down to them and kept 100 and keep it 100. 100. I say 100.
100?
100. That's what they say. People say 100. 100. I'm going to keep that shit 100.
100, okay.
Not 100. Well, see, it's too many syllables in 100.
You're right. You know? Gotta just get 100.
100. 100. I'm gonna keep 100 with you. See, a lot of times if I go, right now I'm taking the direct route to you, Conan. But you know what? There's another turn. There's a hard left and there's a hard right, you know? And you know what? And that hard right is Sona. Sona,
hey.
I'm gonna take a hard right on you. The energy this man gives off. Mm-hmm. I know some days this man comes in here and you're like, your energy ain't right. And don't be afraid to say, your energy ain't right now. I'm going to come back in 15 minutes. You fix your shit and you walk out of that room. And
you fix your shit.
Fix your shit. You understand?
Wait, yeah.
You want Sona to just, if she finds me doing anything that bothers her in any way, to say, fix your shit, I'm out of here. I'll be back in 15 minutes.
See, yes. I don't want you to throw her energy off. Because you know what? She has her own life. She goes home every day. She got her own shit to worry about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes someone goes home and her fucking lights are off. You know what I'm saying? And that in turn is because her salary is not what she is.
No.
Give me a raise.
She wants more. She wants fucking more.
Give me more money.
You know how frustrating that is? Okay. Fucking life is off again. Again?
I'll look into it. I'll look into it. I don't have a lot of power at Conan doesn't have a lot of power at Conoco. So I have to try and find out who's in charge.
Give me a briefcase full of money.
Yeah. All right. Just
not even a raise.
Down. See that? See
okay,
that?
Sorry.
See that? That's the energy I want you to have right there, Sona. That's the energy you should give. This man, Conan, as amazing as he is, sometimes you are broken up into several pieces, Conan. When you walk into a space with these amazing people, Matt, I know sometimes you wish you had a toolbox. We could just fucking just like put some vice grips on Conan's mouth and say, you know, you wouldn't say it out loud, but your inner self is like, I wish I could put these vice grips on his lips. You know what I'm saying?
Matt, you are very vocal about your occasional disdain for me. Are you not?
Yeah, I'd like to hook up some jumper cables to a battery and then to Conan.
See that?
Murder.
Jumper cables. See that? And there's a positive and a negative, right? Am I right or wrong?
Right.
See how I reel that shit in? Miles, do I do this all the time? Do I reel this shit in? There's a negative and a positive.
Yeah, positive me, negative Conan.
See that?
Yep.
I've listened very carefully to your dynamic with Miles. I've noticed Miles supports you, JB.
Yes,
supports
he does.
I could not divide Miles from you in a million years because you guys are so thick and so tight and he's so loyal. All it took was you in 1 second to get Sona and Matt to turn against me. Mm-hmm. Which I find to be terribly disloyal.
No, I'm not getting them a turn against you. I'm getting them a turn towards you.
Oh, I thought it was against.
No. It's towards him. Because look, I'm gonna tell you why. If Conan does not know what the fuck he's doing, it's gonna keep happening repeatedly. You're gonna keep going home to that dark ass house. And lighting stupid ass candles and shit, fucking milk spoiled in the fucking fridge. You wanna continue to drink spoiled ass milk?
Sona, I wasn't aware they were turning off your power. It's not till I wasn't aware. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, now you know, and now give me money. That's
okay.
It.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't give you enough money to keep the power on in your house.
See,
I'm sorry your milk is spoiled.
I just redirected the energies. I'm gonna towel all that shit together. I just redirected the fucking energies from the battery that Matt wants to link to you, the negative and the positive. See, I took that negative and positive, and what happens when you put them together? It's a fucking spark. I just did a spark. I just tapped the positive and the negative together and created a spark. Now that spark, in turn, is gonna cause Conan to approach you two guys a lot better. That's all it is. That's all I did. You know, I want to cause some trouble.
Thanks, JB.
Yeah, thank you.
Shoot.
Yeah.
I'll add, don't connect jumper cables to human beings.
Yes. Thank you. And again, with the legal disclaimer, Miles, we don't want people out there. Keep your windows closed and do not touch jumper cables that are charged to each other, the negative and the positive. Or to a person. It's just not a good idea. So, And I think there's a chance that I will change, JB, my actions towards these two people until the next time I talk to them.
Hey, I'm just here to help. I can only plant the seeds. It's up to you guys to continue to water that motherfucker. You understand? You got to continue to water it. Otherwise, it won't grow. It won't grow. Well, that's all I'm saying.
Kind of an evil laugh at the end. You've changed my life already. I'm really looking forward to this, and I will be a regular and avid listener because you can see how much this has just changed me in the short time we've been talking.
Since you are a whole different person. You know, I feel that you have changed. So in closing, I would say this. Basically, what I'm telling you and everyone out there is, don't worry about what you got inside. You understand? Shit, a parent spends money on toys for his kids. And guess what happens? That little motherfucker plays with the box that shit came in. And you, Conan, you are a long-ass, lengthy, wonderful box. Let's take that shit and put that. Now grab it out of the sky. Grab it. Put that shit in your pocket. Keep your fist balled up in your pocket all the rest of the day. Don't take your hand out your pocket. Hold that shit tight.
I have it. I have it right here.
Put that shit in your pocket.
Put that
shit in your pocket.
Yeah.
See?
It's in my pocket.
Uh-huh.
So
if someone says, why is your fist balled up in your pocket? You tell them to shut the fuck up. You tell them that.
What? No, that doesn't sound like the right idea. That's not a good way to go.
Of course.
Really?
That's the same person who wrote "fuck you, Conan" on your back. See?
Good Lord. All right.
The first person who says, what the fuck is your hand doing in your pocket, your fist in your pocket, and you say, shut the fuck up, right? Just know that's the person who scratched "fuck you, Conan" on your back. I'm not trying to cause no trouble over there.
Okay, I'm gonna be arrested tomorrow because I'm gonna get into a fight with someone in a parking lot who just says, "Hey, Conan, I'm a big fan. I'm just curious why your fist is clenched in your pocket," and I'm gonna say, "Fuck off! You should have
kept your window closed."
I should have kept my window closed. Yes, Miles.
Hey, man. Whatever.
I got to get the word out here. May I elaborate? Daily wisdom from J.B. Smoove. Inspiration, affirmations, and hallucinations.
Profound. And
from one of comedy's most enigmatic and strange minds, bite-sized 10 to 15-minute daily episodes.
I call it morsels. Little morsels of knowledge.
Morsels. That's right.
I love little morsels of knowledge.
You don't get too stuffed, just the right amount. That's it. So you can become your enlightened self.
That's it.
And Miles, I think you're a terrific part of this equation because you are offering – at the appropriate intervals, legal disclaimers to the foolishness that JB occasionally finds himself saying, disguised as wisdom.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, no, it's a legal department, literally said.
Oh, probably, maybe they should do it then.
Yeah, no, they hired you because you're actually in the union. Gentlemen, I really can't thank you enough for doing this for the world. You're doing this for the world.
Yeah, man.
And I thank you very much.
Hey, the world needs this. They need this. And I'm giving it to them. Okay?
Yeah. How about I'm going to motherfucking give it to them, huh?
Hey, sometimes you have to. And sometimes it's the only way to understand it. You know, a lot of people shake things out of you. I shake shit into you. You feel me?
What?
I shake it into you. People shake stuff out of you.
You shake it and it falls in?
I shake it into you.
Where does
people
it go
shake
in?
It out of you. I shake it into you. See?
But is it like
people need where it's because they don't know they want it. They don't know they want it yet. I shake it into you. People shake things out of people all the time.
You should ask them first.
No, I'm just telling you, people like that. They want shake it into them. Shake it into them real good.
Okay. Miles, you gotta jump in here every now and then and say, you know, of course, if you want it shook into you, of course.
I'm new, but thank you.
Hey, I shake it into your ass. You're going to take this.
Well, I don't want it to go into my ass.
No, I mean, whatever. I mean, I'm just telling you. Okay. Sometimes that's how it works. That's how it works. Do you think these, you know how many cults they are in the world, all those Zen masters? You think they just giving you stuff, you know?
No.
They want it to resonate in your, they want it to penetrate you. They don't want you just lolly this. Here you go, take this. Hope you feel better today. They don't want to coddle you. I don't coddle people. I shake it into your ass.
Okay. Yeah? Well,
I'm not a coddler. If you want
wisdom shook into your ass,
ooh,
violently shook into your ass, all of course with your permission and signing a waiver first. Then yes, this is for you. This is for you.
and also in my second closing, I would say this to all you college programs out there, universities. There should be a class to give these young people this. There should be a learn to love yourself class. How about that? Yeah. Throw that in there into the curriculum. Why not?
Okay. Learn to love yourself. Maybe this is a possible thing that you and Miles would do is travel to different universities and for an appropriate fee.
Why not? The May I Elaborate tour, college tour, giving people something, a class, it's a little class. Something to put into their heads and before these young people are released into the world. You will see those people who have pigeons on the roof and they got pigeons in cages and they unlock all the cages and all the pigeons fly away.
Yeah.
They fly away, they live a little bit, they go hang out in clubs and stuff like that and then they come back. Then they come back to the cage and you lock it back up again. See? Oh, I love it.
I said that was all we had time for a while ago, but you let it keep going. So it's on you.
But, you know, well, listen, you can't cage, JB like some pigeon on a roof. Mm-hmm. You got to let him go. He's a cooling pie. putting out his emanations wherever they want to go.
And enlightenment. No, oh, my temperament is perfect. Perfectly aged temperament. Perfect.
I think you're both going to be arrested.
We haven't caught us yet. We haven't caught us yet.
I like any guru who ends his sessions with, they haven't caught us yet.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Here you are, BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
A few episodes ago on the Bob Odenkirk interview, we did a segment at the end where it just kind of came out of you naturally that you should star in a blockbuster movie called Whirligig, where you are this superhero who's still from the waist up, but has vicious weapon flailing feet below, right?
Yeah, it's actually not just the feet, it's the legs. I have a disproportionate body, shorter torso, extremely, extremely long legs. And so I love the idea that my upper half would remain perfectly still in frame, and that my lower extremities, my two long, long, long thin legs would whip around like those, you know, inflated kind of puppets in front of a car dealership. I'd have two of those, and I'd be called Whirligig. And the sound would be whee! And they would just whip around. Two of those would just whip around like whee! And I would defeat my foes. But my torso would remain perfectly still and my face would remain impassive, expressionless.
Well, we also put out a call for some fan art and posters for the film, and people have delivered. We've got three really nice ones here today. But before we even get to that, someone also went so far as to write and record a theme song to film Whirligig.
What?
Whoa. Whirligig is a coward.
Whirligig is a coward.
His torso doesn't move. His torso doesn't move. His torso doesn't move. So be ready for that. Whirligig. Whirligig.
Oh my God.
He's got egg beater legs.
Wow.
Ah, wow. My hat is off to this gentleman. What is his name again?
His name is Barnacle Joe.
Of course it is.
Boy, the way he gets those H's in a Whirligig. Too.
Yes, he does Whirligig. And that was great. I mean, I feel like that's going to sell just based on that song. Barnacle Joe, fantastic job. Really good. That was impressive.
And now I'll show you some posters and you can go to Team Coco Podcasts on Instagram. You can check these out. First up is from Jesse Leahy. And this is Conan in a kilt with weird fleshy octopus legs.
Oh.
That's pretty good. It's not quite what first of all, I would not be smiling. I would be it's got to be just an expressionless, cold look, but not bad. I still think it's more about the legs hinging up from the hips as opposed to the knees.
Yeah.
But I like this. I like this. And it's very well done. It's very well rendered. So I would probably, if this person was here, make a few suggestions here and there to nudge it closer to my vision. But this is pretty close.
It's a good pull quote, though.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah, read it.
The list of requests not to see it is quite long, the Wall Street Journal. Yes. Still not the worst review I've ever had. So there you go.
And then next up is from Julius Soutine. This is quite
a festival.
Wow.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Matt, we wrote it. We wrote this movie.
Oh my God, we did.
Yeah, very good, Julius. I like also you've got the leg to torso ratio just right. That is actually probably correct.
Is that your butt?
No, that's the jacket coming down.
Oh, you're right. It is the jacket.
It's the jacket coming down.
Sorry.
No, no. The minute I have an actual three-dimensional ass, everyone knows that it's not real.
That's what it is that makes it unreal.
Yeah, it's the jacket. No, that's the jacket. But that's very good. That
look at the best,
good.
Like the awards, festival awards, best drama, best legs, and most historically accurate akakaroo.
Akakaroo. It's a very, you know what I love? I love getting even more Americans to waste their time and energy on projects that don't move the puzzle piece forward for humanity. But these are great.
All right. This is from Katie Fischel. And it's got kind of a classic Universal Monsters feel.
I love that. That's quite good. And what Katie has correctly rendered is the legs shooting out from the hip area. And she also has me wearing the early 1980s NBA basketball shorts. Yeah. A lot of attention to detail, and the look on my face is correct. This is very good. And the reactions of the horrified people seeing my... Those are really hairless legs. Those are...
Are they, or is that stubble or freckles?
I think those are not... It's not pleasant, whatever it is. It captures... Oh, I said my legs are like Spam, I think. So yeah, those are little blotches, freckly blotches. That's quite good. That is quite good.
Yeah. And it says they were just trying to go to the Metropolitan Museum of Art. I think it drives home the fact that your character kills innocent people.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
Yes.
People that don't do nothing. They've done nothing wrong. And it's very random.
Yes.
Just very random. Very good work. I'm
this
very impressed, again, by the creativity of our fans. You know, and I forget what the riff was in the first place. And then I see it and I go, oh my God, what the hell? You know? But thank you. That was great.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend with Sonam Ovsesian and Conan O'Brien as himself. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Chris Bannon at Earwolf. Theme song by The White Stripes. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Our supervising producer is Aaron Blair, and our associate talent producer is Jennifer Samples. The show is engineered by Will Becton. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review featured on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? Call the Team Coco hotline at 323-451-2821 and leave a message. It too could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.